Mi'at Hashem, we are starting Masechta Zivamis, and we'll make a little Hakdama. In the Pasuk, in Parashas Kiseitze, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Hei, it says like this, Ki Yeshivu Achim Yachtov, two brothers living together, Omeis Echadem, Ovein Eloi, one of them dies, we had any children, Lo Yisiyah Eches HaMeis Achutza Le'ish Zar, his wife cannot marry out to another person, Yivamo Yavi Aleha, which is her brother-in-law, her husband's brother, Shaba Aleha, Ulakakal Elisha, and take her for a wife, the Yivma, and have Yavam. Vahoya Bechar, next passage says, Vahoya Bechar Ashateleid, the Bechar that's born, Yakim Al Shem Achiv HaMeis, will go instead of the Achiv HaMeis. Now, people think this pasuk means that it means if you have a child born, you give him the name of the brother. That's not what pasuk means. The Gemara says in Yavamis that in this case we don't dash in pasuk pshat. It means that the older brother is the one who does yibum first. It means the older brother does yibum first. And the brother's name won't be erased from Israel. And if that brother does not want to take his sister-in-law, but also yivim to Ashara as a Canaan, she goes up to Bezdin. Va'amra me'ein yivam il hakav achav shem v'yishol. Lo yavmi, my brother doesn't want to do yivam. But Karl is zikne iroy v'dibrei love. They call him and say, "Do you want to do yivam?" And he says, "No." Va'amad lo yichavas lekachta. I don't want to take her. V'niksha yivim to love le'ne as a Canaan. They bring him again to Bezdin. V'cholz naloi ma'al ragloi. She takes off his shoe from his foot. The yark of a front of and spits in front of him. Va'onza va'amra kachah yas le'isha shlo yivne as base achav. This one happens to someone who doesn't want to build his brother's house. Beis Chalutz Anal. Ad Kan, the Pasuk. Now,
who's called
Beis Chalutz Anal? They call the family. The family who doesn't do the Yibum, they call the Chalutz. Beis Chalutz Anal. That's what it means. They didn't want to do Chalitza. It's a mitzvah, the people in the Bezdin to call it out. That's what Rashi says. Mitzvah. That's what they say. Now, what's the time of this mitzvah of Yavam? What's the time of mitzvah? So there's a few different pshatim. The Ramban already in Chumash by the parasha of Yehuda and Tamar. There he says a pisoid. Those who know Kabbalah know that there's a real secret of Kabbalah in the mitzvah of Yavam. But we'll say two pshatim al derech ha-nigla from the Rabbeinu Bechai and the Chinuch. The Rabbeinu Bechai on this psukim here in Parashas Ketetzeh says that. He says, Balabatos Pshat, the practical Pshat. He says, in order that the money of the mace should stay in the family. Here we have Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies, Reuven had a lot of money. And if Reuven's wife now goes marries to someone else, it's going to be leave the family. The money will leave the family because she's the Irish. So therefore, we want to keep in the family. And therefore, we say, Shimon, you marry Reuven, and therefore you marry Reuven's wife, and therefore you will keep the money in the family. Like that's what it says. Loisia eshavis echutz leishzar to a friend, a person, to a person, a stranger. You should keep it in the family. That's the pshat of the Rabbeinu Bechai. In the Chinuch, he says pshat like this. Mitzvah tof kuf tzadaches. He says that when someone marries a wife, the wife becomes like one of his limbs. Ke'echad me'evarof. And if he dies without children, there's nothing left from him. The only thing left from him is his wife. That's the only thing left. The only zeich of him is left is his wife. Therefore, someone who's Chatzi Besaroi, which is his brother, also called Chatzi Besaroi, his brother should come and marry his wife and then keep a zecher of his memory alive by marrying his wife. That's how the Chinuch learned. So those are the two pshatim. Now, what's the few halachas that we just learned? A halach come out of Mitzvah Yibam. First of all, someone dies without children, it's a Mitzvah Yibam. And even though usually your brother's wife is Aser Midaraisa, it's one of the Arayas called Eishes Ach, your brother's wife is Aser, it's a Chayav Karas. If you marry your brother's wife, you're Chayav Karas. Even after the husband dies, not an Eishes, after your brother dies, you marry your brother's wife, Shloim Makam Mitzvah, Shloim Makam Yibam, it's an Iser Karas. The Mitzvah Yibam came ahead and said that there's no Isser Eishes Ach when he dies without children. So basically, the Mitzvah Yivam came and was doicha the Isser of Eishes Ach, the Araisa. It's very important to understand this, that there's an Isser, the Araisa of Eishes Ach. And anytime it's not a Mitzvah, it reverts back to the Isser Kares of Eishes Ach. Now, there's another halacha that comes out of Mitzvah Yivam. So first of all, the Mitzvah say to do Yivam. There's another halacha that the wife cannot marry, the wife of Reuven died, his wife cannot marry out until she either does Yibum or does Chalitza. But if she didn't have chalitza yibam, there's an issa lav in the Torah for her to marry out. Loisia h shemesa chutz lish zar is an issa lav, and she cannot marry someone until she gets chalitza. That's the halacha. Now, if you don't want to do yibam, you have to do chalitza. Either do yibam or you do chalitza. And at any time there's no chiyav yibam, for whatever reason, we'll learn in the first Mishnah, it's a different case of no chiyav yibam, then there's no mitzvah of chalitza either. Unless it's a suffix or it's a derabbanan, then there will be a mitzvah of chalitza. Now the question is, why does Seyda Nashim start with Yevamos? Why does it start with Yevamos? Shouldn't you start Seyda Nashim with Kedushim? Why start with Yevamos? Like pretty morbid to start with Yevamos. Someone has to die, we'll start with Kedushim. First Kedushim, then you know, maybe Ksubis next, and then Gittin, and the Yevamos be like the last resort. Well, like, you know, okay, then you don't start with Saita either, but why don't we start with Kedushim? So the Taitz Shanim asks this kasha at the beginning of Masechta Yevamos, and he has at least four terutzim. We're not going to say every teretz. So we'll say two of his terutzim. One teretz we want to have said over in our shiurim Amoed Katan. The one teretz he says is that according to the Bali Taitzvist, the last Masechta said the Moed was Moed Katan. Moed Katan ends with Peronius, Avelis. Therefore, to be Masmich Peronius to Peronius, we start with Yevamos. We like to be Masmich Peronius to Peronius, and Echamta to Echamta. So therefore, we start with Yevamos. That's one pshat he says. Another pshat he says is that the first mitzvah regarding Ishus you find in the Torah is the mitzvah Yibam. Like in the parasha of Tamar and Yehuda, there, just to say over the Maisa for those that don't remember exactly the story, that there, Yehuda had three children, and he married them off. He had three children. He had Er and Oinon and Shelah. And he took a wife for his oldest boy, Er, and her name was Tamar. And Lamaisa, Er was bad, and he was not good, and he died. And what happened? He told Oinon, Baal Eishes Achicha, V'yav Moisa, V'halkim Zera Lachicha, do Yibam. So you find in Torah, mitzvah Yibam already, the first Ishus mitzvah is Yibam. I ain't tell me what the people married, all of them married Chava, and Avram married Sarah, but there's no Kedushin. Because before Matan Torah, the Rambam says, there was no Kedushin. They just met a Isha, and then Yachad the Isha for themselves, they moved into the house, and that was the Kedushin. So there's no mitzvah Kedushin. The first mitzvah you find in the Torah of by Ishus is Yibam, therefore that's why we start with Masechtas Yevamos. So that's pshat number two. There's a third pshat, I'll say over Taisiz Yontov's pshat, a very good shmak of pshat. Taisiz Yontov says pshat is like this, that the Yibam, the marriage of Yibam, is a shidduch. We know every shidduch is Vasheret. Hashem is Mazavik Zavukim. But this is a shidduch, it's obvious to all, Hashem made the shidduch. He died and then she became, she's becoming your wife. This is a shidduch min ha-shamayim for the real thing. And therefore, that's the real shidduch. And therefore we start Masechtas Yevamos with such a shidduch. Akapalim, there's other pshatim, why we start Yevamos, that's another reason why we start Yevamos. There's an end off that says in the pasuk, Oni v'reichiv al-chamar, we know Mashiach is called Oni, but it's a remez to three Masechtas, Erevin, Nida, Yevamos. These Masechtas are, according to the Bali Chachma, they're considered the hardest Masechtas. And so if you learn Yevamos, you learn it well, you learn it Lishma, that shows your Chibat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that, Emet Hashem, will bring Mashiach.